641 on First Edition. Upgrades are coming this month to your phone, whether you're an Apple or an Android user. Joining us live on Tech Tuesday on First Edition, Bill Sickens, host of User Friendly 2.0, heard Saturdays from 5 to 6 right here on AM 860 The Answer. Bill, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, with the fall coming upon us, one of the modern things that we've had these years is updates to our phones, and this year is no different. We're looking at the iPhone 11 being announced, and there's a lot of rumors circulating it that they're going to have a little bit bigger screen again, which is a pretty normal thing, upgraded camera, some other features like that. There doesn't seem to be anything too earth-shattering, but it does look like it may be worth the upgrade. Along with that is coming the operating system upgrade for iOS 13, which is going to have a number of new features on its own right, and that will be available to some of the older iPhones. So even if you don't get a new phone this year, you might still be seeing some changes coming to the way the one you have works. The other one is the new Android operating system. Up until now, they've used names of different kinds of candies to name them. Oreo and other things have been in there. However, this year, they're going to change that and go with Android 10. And Android 10 is going to be out this month. In fact, we're looking at a release date of today for the Pixel phones, and we'll be seeing that for a number of other ones coming up over the next few weeks. And again, a lot of new features, a lot of new ways to do things. The Android 10 features something called a dark mode where you can set different themes and do different things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what features actually are in these when they actually make it out.
Another story that you're kind of covering has to do with stalkerware, which I haven't heard about, and I guess it's becoming an issue to be worried about.
This is something that, to me, that's a little bit creepy, and there's two sides to this. One is a form of malware that can get installed to your device with or without your knowledge, and you want to watch for it. But the other side of it is there's a number of apps that are parading themselves as like child security tracking apps and those type of things. You want to check and make sure that they're being made by a reputable company and that there aren't any bad reviews or anything that works in against the idea of what it's supposed to do. What this is a kind of software that can track where your phone is using its internal GPS and then send that information back to somebody. And while there are legitimate uses for that, they're finding more and more that it's occurring without the user's knowledge at all, that it's even on the device. And some of the ways to check for this is if all of a sudden you have a spike in your data usage or high battery drain or something unusual with the phone where it's not working the way it's supposed to. Another place we're seeing this, especially on the Android side of things, is pop-ups. So like pop-up ads and that type of thing that you wouldn't necessarily have gotten otherwise. In all these cases, it's good to check your installed apps, figure out what's going on, and making sure that you haven't become a victim of this type of new trend of stalkerware.
And a question for you, Bill. What do you get for your favorite cash machine for its birthday? I mean, after all, it's given you so much over the years. So the ATM turns 50, huh?
I'll have to think about that one, but I'm never good at finding a gift. But yes, the ATM turns 50 this week, which is kind of interesting to think about. September 2nd, 1969 was the first time we saw this kind of a device, and in those days all you could do was get money out of it. The magnetic strip card and all of the different features we have now came later. One of the big milestones that really pushed this into the modern age was in 1982 when a whole bunch of banks, 34 of them specifically, got together to create what we now call the Star System. That was the first time you could use an ATM card from one bank and a machine in another. Now, a little later coming from that was ATM fees and some of the things that we don't necessarily like. But it is definitely something that's changed the industry because they're saying now that about 70% of what you could do at a teller window, you can do automatically at the machine. Today, we have about 3 million ATM machines in the world, and that number will continue to grow.
Well, with all those ATM thefts that we hear about, maybe a better security system would be a good gift for the 50th birthday.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Maybe upgrading the software. We'll get our ATM new software. That'll be the gift.
I'm sure your ATM would love that. And real quick, before we let you go, Facebook making changes again. We ought to be used to it by now, huh?
Well, in a lot of ways, we definitely should be used to it. But this is one change that is something for the last 10 years when you log on, you've been greeted with the words free and always will be. And in the last 2 weeks at some point, and there wasn't really a lot of announcement around it, they've taken that off and changed it with the words quick and easy to use. So Facebook has been talking about some changes. I don't know if this necessarily means that they're going to start charging for access, but it certainly gives the idea that we'll be going in that direction. The terms of use still say that it's free, but of course that could be changed. They're doing this along with some other changes that they've been making internally. One of the bigger ones is that they want to block the like count on posts. So where you go on now and it says 342 people have liked this, it's not going to do that anymore. The only person that would be able to see it is the original person to post the item on there. So, again, changes coming up. We should be used to some of them. I don't think any of us would be used to paying for the service. So it's going to be kind of weird to see what direction they actually go with that.
Bill, we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for spending it with us here on First Edition.
It is always a pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Bill Sickens, he's the host of User Friendly 2.0. You can hear it every Saturday right here on AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear him here on Tech Tuesdays.